Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The biggest bargain is it's actually a combination elementary middle school, and it's called Gator World Education. And it's they don't charge a lot, but they teach bravery.
Are you saying they teach how to wrestle alligators?
I'm saying that's an elective.
I thought it was cool going to Senora Frogs and finding a girl with a big yard in her hand. Now I just got to find her on my phone before
big
I leave.
Big yard.
Meanwhile, the kids are going,
the gremlins.
So is it like a big white screen in the front of the classroom?
It's a big white screen in the middle of the classroom.
Yeah, of course.
She saunters back over, sits on a chair, and starts looking out the window.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, it is a very big weekend in the TMOS show because Rob Spiewak, finally, it has arrived.
Yes.
And we were discussing it before the show. The show is HBO's Crashing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Sunday night at 10 p.m. on HBO. And the frustration part for Rob is that Rob has not received an advance copy of Crashing, so he doesn't know exactly what the dilly is with this. So, what have you in, you know, since you did the show and leading up to the show,
which was in the summertime? I mean, this is a long time ago that we did it.
Summertime.
They gave you a date,
right?
And that's other than that, you and Sarah Fleischer,
Frazier.
I say Sarah Fleischer because of 98 Rock all the time. I always do that. What knowledge have they given you as far as the show and what's happening? And has Sarah gotten any intel if you haven't?
No, and Sarah has no intel either. And here's the thing. I had to do my own detective work. Once we finished, they didn't tell me anything. And they said it'll probably air in the new year. We're looking to premiere it sometime in January. And so I knew that it was episode 7, because when I got my script, it said 3.7, third season, episode 7. And when they released... it was something like IMDb that had the name of all of this season's episodes. And the 7th episode was, I believe, called The Christian Tour. Ooh. Which makes sense because the plot line is that Pete Holmes is a comedian that's doing a Christian comedy tour. And a lot of his stand-up friends think he's a sellout for doing a Christian tour. Mm-hmm. But the money is really good. So he's sort of conflicted.
Is he a Christian in real life? Is he like a Gaffigan?
No, he's like a faith-based, more clean than dirty. I think he refers to himself as a faith-based comedian, but I don't think he's like over the top.
I had no idea. In fact,
he comes from a religious background. I know that from his podcast.
Watching the show, I didn't know that that he did that. And well, no wonder he selected you.
I don't think he had anything to do with it.
Because, you know, you're faith-based. what were you going to say, Oscar?
Well, I think that it's important to note that and we've watched Crashing before Rob was on there, but this season more than ever, when we sit down, especially as a team here, I watch the episodes. I'm like, okay, this is the one Rob's going to be on. We're down to our last episode of the season.
Yeah, no, this
is
two.
The last episode.
This and one more. Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure it's the next one?
It's got to be because I'm going based on the fact that it was directed by the director that I had, Julian Robespierre.
Oh, so but I mean, you've not. It's not like Oscar. It's not like Rob has said that. It's going to be now. It's going to be now. Rob has known this date for, right? I mean,
no,
it's not like you've
months,
thought.
Months, because I knew this was the episode.
So it's not like he's told us that he's going to be on another night. This is the night he's told us he's going to be on.
No, he hasn't told us anything. I'm just watching, hoping that this is the week, I'm saying.
No, you've said, haven't you said on
the episode? I always know what episode it was. Yeah, it was episode 7, and I knew it was going to be, I guess, March 3rd. Yeah.
So with that, with all of that said, that's the detective work you've done. To find out when your episode's going to be on.
Yes.
What you don't know
is how much of I'm going to be in it at all. Now, here's what I can offer. And you know what? They paid me a lot of money, and they flew me up, and they shot. And
what's a lot of money? Could you share that?
Yeah,
what did they pay you to do?
I think it was $2,600 for the day.
That's great. Well, but the thing is,
be a star?
As far as TV is concerned, that's a great one-timer for a day's work. But that's it, right? You're not seeing anything more. You're not going to get
The,
every
the
time
days
it airs.
The days of sweet union deals are gone.
Which is terrible because, I mean, that used to be, listen, this is a great example of. No. Let me explain how.
Okay.
Let me explain. Okay.
Is that not good?
Let me explain how this works. All right. This is it. Well, no. When he starts going down that, that's what they deserve. No. Struggling, starving actors, Oscar.
Struggling,
starving actors.
He was an extra.
He was not. He had lines. He had speaking.
Okay, I believe the phrase you're looking for, fifth on the call sheet.
Thank you. Fifth on the call sheet.
Thank you.
Here's the thing.
What do you get with the top three?
In the day when actors would be get a one shot like Rob and then spend the rest of the year struggling, that was how they get the union contracts would allow them to get a piece of the pie. And it's fair. And they don't do it anymore. Mm. And it sucks. And because the union sucked, it always sucked. And I'm not surprised that it doesn't.
Do you think it sucked back in the day or just started sucking like about the time you got involved?
They strong arm you to join the union. And now I understand why they strong arm you to join. That was after. Well, they merged a while back.
And you know what? They came after me after my part.
How many letters?
They got I got a lot of mail. They said,
How much did you have to pay money to get money?
I didn't have to pay for this one-time shot, but the union came after me as soon as I finished up and got paid from this gig, and I started getting lots of mail from SAG-AFTRA talking
about.
Did
you join?
No, of course not.
Well, I mean, I'm a member, but I'm behind.
Not a member in good standing.
Well, no, if a TV gig came up, I would probably have to spend a lot more than I would get paid to do the gig because I'm behind. Because
what's the point
of
the union then?
The union is it's like everything else. If you are a working actor, you are it's good, especially if you're a steady working actor.
Right.
Where it's not good is like the person that gets their one deal and their one shot and has a speaking role and would hope that there be a few years down the road with some royalty checks where you get a little piece. Not ridiculous. I'm talking sense.
Well, then
based
the,
on
union,
stuff I
the union is working if it's working for working actors.
No, it doesn't
actors.
Happen anymore. Oh. Listen, it doesn't happen anymore.
I think the main reason the union now stays as a valid source for many actors is that insurance, stuff like that. Health insurance, accident
a pension
insurance,
plan.
Pension and stuff like that. But you have to be a working actor to do it.
If you're a long-time working actor.
Oscar just said,
Like, do you understand?
Some sort of revelation.
If you don't understand,
I am a member of AFTRA SAG. I am a member of the union. I'm the only one in this room who's a member of the union. I am a member of AFTRA SAG. Thank you very much.
I'm not going to clap because he's clapping.
But it's not like you used to have where, hey, I got a TV show and I've got a speaking part. That'll be a paycheck for a while.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen anymore. It's a one-shot deal.
One deal.
Well, it's not. Hold on. You didn't get it. You were able to do the part without joining the union.
I do
that
believe
used to
that,
be,
yeah, but
you
I
couldn't
think,
do that in the old days.
But all, yeah, and then also, I think nowadays there are people that have it worked into their agreement that they will get residuals. I don't have that kind of swag.
Hold on. You're wrong about that. You're wrong about that because you won't get anything residually if you are non-union.
But don't you
if
think
you
that.
If you're paid once.
But
and I don't know enough about
it
because I haven't done it in years and I don't know what
your daughter. She probably knows a lot about this.
But I would think, in the back when I did it and when Don did it, we couldn't do the show unless we were in the union. They couldn't air it unless we were in the union, which is obviously not the case with what you did. But I also don't know what the contract is. And I'd love to have somebody explain it, but it's irrelevant because you got paid one shot, pretty decent money, not great.
Considering.
But not real when you think about a television show.
Well, when they actually
how many people are going to watch
on
it.
On cable.
What
and how
my
many people
initial
subscribe?
Thought,
think about the dollars. You'd be pretty stunned what you get based on what they, you know.
My initial thought, though, when all of this was coming down was when Sarah and I did our initial audition, which were originally just her audition, is that this is going to be a thing like they used to do when we worked for CBS, where they would fly you out and you would be extras on, say, CSI as, just a courtesy to you, and they wouldn't pay you at all. And I thought it was like a radio
That's
promotion.
That's totally different. It's all about your mouth. It's all about speaking.
Yeah.
If you have a speaking part that is Sarah's in the union, isn't she?
I believe so, yeah.
So she might know. She might know about this.
Is
as
there
far
a chance
what,
Sarah got paid more because she's in the union?
Not necessarily more, but she may get, if she's in the union, she
and
may
she's
get
a woman.
Residuals.
And she's
it's
a
their
woman.
Time.
Like, aha.
Oscar, I want to say that I'm glad you're perky and here today because you are in a very interesting Friday way, but I will say that I'm very.
You're being an asshole.
When did you get your check already?
Oh yeah, they paid me within like 2 weeks of when we completed. It was right. very
faster than CBS and Radio.
Yeah.
When you say they came after you with the union, what did that entail?
Well, the union there was, I believe, one unsolicited phone call and several full color brochures came to me in the mail.
What did the phone call say?
Hey, we were wondering if you had any interest in joining up with SAG-AFTRA with your recent experience on crashing, that you would benefit from health insurance and this and that and this and that. And if you're interested, we can get to you with some rates and some plans and some things. And I said, thank you. I very much appreciate it. If I'm interested, I will get back to you.
So you're kind of, I mean, because I knew that it wasn't in your situation, it's a one and done, but yeah. You never know. And, you know, the joke, of course, is the spinoff. Entitled Rob with two B's.
We've always discussed this behind the scenes. We're like, what if they love you so much that you get a phone call and they said, we're going to make this Rob the show.
Mm-hmm.
Two B's.
Yeah.
Has there been anything since the production from the producers of the show?
Yes. And this is the one thing that makes me feel that there is a very good chance that there will be at least a portion of me featured in the show.
Oh.
There's two things, actually. One is that we had to shoot one particular line very specifically because it set up the next scene.
Mm-hmm.
Can somebody get me a home box office, please?
Yeah.
Get HBO.
A phone number.
So we can call them.
Please.
And the other thing.
We're gonna find out.
We got a fan line, I imagine.
And then a month or so after we shot, I got an email from the producers asking me to recut a line, to loop a line, which was just simply that, okay, cool, it was the line they wanted. And they said, would it be more convenient for you to come to Sony Los Angeles or Sony New York to loop the line? I said, really not convenient for either since I'm a DC guy, but I have an access to a studio. Yeah. Is that okay? They said, try to make sure there's not a lot of background noise. I said, I'm in a studio. We're going to be okay. So
you did you looped the line.
I did have to loop a line. And
what
was
the line that you looped?
It was, I believe it was, okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
And you don't feel too stupid.
And if he hadn't relooped that, the show would not have aired.
And you don't feel too stupid sitting in a room and saying that 15 times in a row in different ways.
All right, so outside of your own detective work, is there any other insight prior to airing that you can... Did you ask whether you could get an advance peek digitally where you could see, you know, I want to make sure. Because, I mean, you know, you never know.
I sent
you would have any control over
afterwards,
it because you signed your life away.
The week after I did it, I sent a thank you email to all of my contacts there saying, you know, it was a great experience. I really appreciate it. If you ever need anything from this end, please let me know. And I remain at your disposal or something to that effect. And there was no reply to that. But they did ask for the line looped, so I don't think they would ask for a looped line if I'm totally cut from the show.
Well, okay, but I'm curious about, you know, whether if you had wanted to get a peek prior to it airing, whether they...
I didn't ask.
I'm sure somebody...
I did not ask. Okay. I didn't want to be a nudge. I didn't want to be that guy. The thing is that going into this, my main thought was... I didn't want to underline the fact that I'd never done anything like this before.
You don't want to be a hack.
I didn't want to be a hack. I didn't, you know, try to fawn over the star. I didn't, you know, I just sort of hung back and.
What am I talking about? On demand. What about, could you get a copy? Could you
it goes
skip ahead
on demand? It goes on
it
demand on Monday morning. It has to air on HBO first.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right.
And
so
I've been checking. I've actually been checking like, the preview sites and for it was I'm not in
Eight
the
peaks.
I'm not on the cast listed of the preview. I wasn't in the preview next week on Crashing.
What time does it come on Sunday?
10 p.m.
10 p.m.
Right after. Well, it used to be after True Detective, True Detective's over now, right?
It's still 10 p.m. if I'm
True Detective
wrapped up.
So you'll obviously grab it and play it on the show.
Yes, of course, and you'll get to hear me say cool.
But you're nervous.
Can you grab it and send it out? Or no? I mean, I'll record it. I'll record it. I'll watch it first thing.
DVR.
You know. 10 o'clock would... so if you were do you have any knowledge of the chronology of the show? Do you have an idea, based on the taping that you did, when you might come? Halfway, a quarter way, the beginning?
My thought is this. Where we left off on the last episode, it had very little to do with the Christian tour. It was talking about his weird breakup with his crazy girlfriend. But... I know that
great drunk scene at the last show.
Really great ending
when he was drunk.
No, his girlfriend's hammered, and she plays drunk so well.
She had a scene, Oscar. We talked
it's a
about
great
it.
Show.
Yeah. We talked about it yesterday when she comes out of the bathroom stall to confront the other guy. It's a scene you've seen before. staggering left, right, door, boom, I want to talk to you.
It's a jealous scene. It's so great.
Really great.
So you think, what, about the halfway mark, maybe?
I think probably if you were to start it at 18 to 20 minutes, you'd get it. Because what they have to all do right. in this episode is they have to set up the fact that he's back on the Christian tour, that he's being handled
and
by
he's doing
Eve
radio.
Plum, and he's doing radio to promote it. And he has to get in trouble, I know, for saying a bad word on the Christian tour, because that's referenced. Mm. And then in the last part...
Can I stop you right there talk about it? Because I haven't watched this season. I watched the first episode. I haven't watched the other ones yet. I want to know about regarding the... Because the Christian tour comes in later.
Oh, he's been doing the Christian tour.
He's been doing a few spots during the season.
I never got the episode. I got him hanging out with Artie Lang. So that's far from the Christian tour as I could
ever
see.
You don't see Artie again during the season.
Almost as if he couldn't make it.
But do they really do that on a Christian tour where a bad word is used and they say we can't?
I would think so. Yeah, because he's playing in churches. He's playing actually in the church. So, then we have to meet the character who we've not seen yet, but who we talked about before, Eve Plum, who played Jan Brady, is like his handler on the Christian tour.
Who you said looked fantastic.
Yeah,
for
and she was so
a
cool.
Woman of her age.
She was so cool, and so they got to do that, and then. He'll come in, and then remember, we had Jessica Kirsten on this show. She is on the radio show with him just by coincidence.
Very funny lady and a great stand-up in her own right.
And then the...
She's not Christian, is she? And not to be obsessing about the Christian thing.
No, and that's the thing. She gives
Although
him...
Although I'm obsessing about the Christian thing.
She gives
with my
him...
flirtations with organized religion
the
in and out over the years.
So far in the season, the Christian aspect of the show is just... It's like a fourth-tier character, because...
A slow pop.
It's a slow pop. It's not a main.
Hold on. I think there's an ultralight outside of my door. Hold on a second.
Right.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, we can hear it. Yeah. Yes. Before we could not. Are they mowing the lawn?
Oh, my God.
Or chopping down a tree?
Chitty, chitty, bang, bangs on my front lawn.
The child catcher is here.
And speaking of organized religion, hey, United Methodists, good going. Anyway, God, unbelievable. Did you hear about the Methodist Church?
No, what did they do?
No,
they voted not to, to discriminate against them. I'm sorry, that's the way I'll put it. They voted to maintain their policy about, the gay lesbian folk, and it was very frustrating.
Oh, that's odd.
There's about marriage and that type.
Normally marriage, such a forward-thinking group.
Yeah, so anyway, and I watched.
Did you know that if you're 70 in America, you're automatically a Methodist? That's what happens.
Hey. How are ya? So any have we covered is there anything we've missed?
I
want to make sure
I know that the
know.
Plot the reason that Jessica is going to figure into the last part of the episode is she sort of gives him grief for doing the Christian tour and being a sellout. So that is the final part.
This is in my opinion, at least, the best season of Crashing yet.
Oh, it's built up to this. Yeah.
So my
hold on. This quote just came in about Crashing.
Yeah,
here we go.
From Marcus Serta, I am delighted that one of the three principals on the Mike O'Mara show is going to be on the show Crashing.
Oh, thank you.
Nice of him to weigh in.
Rob, you watched that? Did you see that video last night?
I clicked on it and then stopped it.
I have not.
Marcus sent out a video that O'Mara Cast will not be retooled, as you said.
He
contradicted what you had said about that.
It's weird, because I'm talking to somebody about retooling it without Marcus Serta.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Weird.
Right. It's funny that his name would come up as we're talking about something called Crashing.
Stop that. Behave yourself. Anyway.
Moving on. Rob.
Yes.
I want to hear about you.
Have you ever asked a question?
And your experience with this show and how you feel like your family and your friends are going to receive it. Because what I know from the behind the scenes here at work is that you have a viewing party.
Yeah, we're going
to
have some folks over to the house, like maybe 10 or 11 people. Julia asked if her boyfriend could come over and watch with us.
Caleb?
Caleb will come over. And I don't know how good of a host I'm going to be, because I think by the time it gets to showtime, I'm going to be a wreck. I'm worried. I'm nervous.
Yeah, but it's also good to be around people. I think so.
And it's fun.
And you don't know whether you'll do it again. So to have a
this
big make a deal out of it, it's kind of fun. And we right before the show, I said, are we doing anything with anybody else? And you said, based on the time, 10 o'clock on Sunday, you're going to make it a family thing with friends. And how many people total you figure coming?
I think a dozen.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, and so, cool. And I'll probably have both TVs going, the one in the family room, the one in the basement.
Do you know, the only memory of this that I have is back in way back. This is how old I am.
Yeah.
And how old the Don and Mike show is, when Don was going to be in the movie Broadcast News. Do you remember that?
I do.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
And that was months. Was that not months?
Well, I remember, you know what the thing is? I remember it as a listener because I know that some of the memories swirl together now like spin art. I wasn't with you guys yet, but I remember him talking about it on the radio.
And he was talking about it, and the only
for
thing I got was one of my car. And how long ago? I think this is my Mitsubishi. Hold on, let me hear that again. Thank you.
Hey, ironically, all that right. is a Mitsubishi out in his front yard, just
here's
revving its engine.
The Mitsubishi Cordia Turbo is the car that I was told to put on the sidewalk so they could have cars, and my car didn't make it into broadcast.
No. Oh, no.
I remember that.
But does your car get royalties?
No.
It's a union car.
Don talked about the scene, and the scene, I think, is when he sees her at a restaurant and talks about, and then someday they'll see you, and I'll say, it's not nice to make fun of fat ladies. That scene.
Yeah.
Hold on just a second.
That is loud.
I've never done this before. Hold on. I'll be right back.
I love this show. Hey, man.
So the weird.
You mind trimming the hedges?
No, you know what?
After 12 noon.
You know what? He's making his living. I'm making my living.
Yeah, you are.
This is the sound of an electric hedge trimmer, ladies and gentlemen. Here, I'm going to turn it up so you can hear it.
I like it.
I do, too.
And if you listen really carefully, you can hear the guy that's doing it because he sings. Listen.
Mama me, mama ma. Mama me, mama.
Does he have a shaved head and a tight striped t-shirt?
No. No, he's actually wearing a sport coat with one button that is super tight. But anyhow, so this is back to this. I'm sorry for the distraction.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's your state of mind going. It's a long time coming, and this is the. It comes to fruition
my
tonight.
Sunday night,
you're excited.
My state of mind is a little bit. It's a mixture of excitement, nervous, and also it's a little surreal. Because it's so long ago that
I'm going to stay up. I have to watch it live. I want to stay up and watch it. And speaking of mixture, what will you be enjoying? At what time are people arriving? Are they arriving early or late?
Carrie and I decided not to do a dinner thing because then it would be a very long evening for everyone on Sunday. So we're going to have people over at 8 for dessert and drinks. And I'm not going to drink anything harder than beer because if I do hard liquor, I might not make it till 10.
And what is the dessert you'll be serving?
I think we're going to do cheesecake, but I'll make a homemade raspberry sauce.
Oh, I love cheesecake. Oh,
all right. And then by the end of the night, after cheesecake and beer, you might hear Rob say,
just appetizer's a dick.
Anyway, so.
I'll be watching.
Crashing we'll be Sunday watching. Night starring Rob Spiewak.
Starring.
That is
starring.
It is starring. You're
yes.
in it.
I and am. Sarah
none
Fraser.
Of us are, none
Sarah.
Of us are in a HBO show.
So yeah,
starring Rob Spiewak.
Check it out. I've been so flattered. So many people have told me on Facebook through private message that they've gotten a 30-day free trial of HBO just for this.
This is huge.
So thank you
huge
guys for the support.
Oh,
I love it.
And by the way, with all the controversy this week, let me make a show note here and a show announcement that it has not been canceled. It's simply has a new name based on the information we just got. It will be Christian Cat 2019. Thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Well, another winter is almost over, and March true to form has come in like a lion, and hopefully we'll go out like a lamb. At least that's how March works here in the United States. But did you know that March behaves differently in other countries?
Yes,
Norway,
is.
For example, March comes in like a polar bear and goes out like a walrus. Or take the case of Honduras, where March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a salt marsh harvest mouse. Let us compare this to the Maldive Islands, where March comes in like a wildebeest and goes out like an ant. A tiny little ant about this big. Unlike the Malay Peninsula, where March comes in like a worm-eating fern bird and goes out like a worm-eating fern bird. In fact, their whole year is like a worm-eating fern bird. Or consider the Republic of South Africa, where March comes in like a lion and goes out like a different lion. Like one has a mane and one doesn't have a mane. Or in certain parts of South America, where March swims in like a sea otter, then it slithers out like a giant anaconda. There you can buy land real cheap, you know? And there's a country where March hops in like a kangaroo and stays a kangaroo for a while, and then it becomes a slightly smaller kangaroo. Then for a couple days, it's sort of a cross between a frilled lizard and a common house cat. Wait. Then it changes back into a smaller kangaroo, and then it goes out like a wild dingo. Now, it's not Australia. Now, you'd think it would be Australia, but it's not. Now, look, pal! I know a country where March comes in like an emu and goes out like a tapir, and they don't even know what it means. All right? Now, listen, there are 9 different countries where March comes in like a frog and goes out like a golden retriever. But that's not the weird part. No, the weird part is the frog. The frog part is... The weird part is...
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Hey, everybody! Live from the Podcast Village Studios in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show. TMOS to our friends, a worldwide podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners in the world. We're heard everywhere from Flower Mound, Texas, Miamisburg, Ohio, Wilmington, Delaware, Los Gatos, California, Lisbon, New Hampshire, Centerville, Virginia.
Yay!
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And Rob Spiewak, you better turn that music down because we have a special election update.
Oh, good.
Woo. Breaking news from Cornerstone First Financial.
Of course.
Yes, sorry. Well, that's not the one I wanted to use. Breaking news from Cornerstone First Financial.
Yeah, this is not a human interest breaking news.
Interest rates are down a full percentage point from their high point last fall, thanks to the economy slowing down. The Fed has taken a more dovish approach. And implied there will be 2 rate increases. There will be 2 rate increases at most.
Yes, at most.
Instead, the 4 that they had originally predicted. So that's good. Rates are, by the way, dovish means... They're acting in a less than aggressive manner. Now you know.
Yes.
Rates are back around 4% with the spring home market upon us. It's time to act. Whether you are buying, refinancing, or consolidating debt, Cornerstone guarantees the lowest rate. Work with the friends of TMOS and save some dough. Now licensed in California, along with Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Click their banner on our website. Visit cornerstonefirst.com or call them 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. And we love them at Cornerstone First
Financial.
You know
what? They never act dovish there.
No. Hold on. We have this breaking news.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
A dove has flown into the studio based on the landscapers working outside in West South Florida. We'll have an update later. Thank you.
The dove.
I don't know what I'm doing. I mentioned before a very interesting morning in the O'Mara household today my son, I was up super early. He was up super early. And it's the greatest time of my life. Little tiny moments of my life when I'm sitting there and doing some show prep in my little Archie Bunker easy chair. And if you're too young to know what Archie Bunker easy chair is, well, to hell with you. I'm not going to explain it.
Go to the Smithsonian Museum of American History and look at it.
Thank you. And I hear him in his bedroom. And I hear, he makes that little squeak sound where he's kind of waking up. And then I hear tap, 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 tap. And I see his little head come to the door. And this morning, normally he just runs out and jumps on my chair. This morning he goes, "Daddy," and he goes, "T-t-t-t-t-t," and he runs into my arms and we're hanging out. And then we just
what I'm time is it approximately?
6:15.
That's great. That's so
cool. And so he comes out, and I'm trying to get my work done, but he's a little needy. And they went to the library yesterday, and so he brings a book out to me, and the book that they got was Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream. And what it is just it looks like a kid's book, but it really is a segment of the transcribed I Have a Dream speech. And he brings that out. I said,
illustrated
that.
It's
illustrated. Okay. And it's beautifully done. And so we put that over to the side, and then we start talking, and for some reason I I play the swinging the alphabet with the Three Stooges for him, which is the B-A-B-B-E-B-B-E-B-I-B-K-E-B-I. And then I'm like, I don't think I've ever shown him a real Three Stooges. And so,
Did you really?
Because at 6:20 in the morning, is there anything you want to do more than put on something hyper-violent for your child before they go to school to interact with the other children?
Set the tone of the day.
So let me see, Rob, if you can remember this one. You've watched,
I know,
have that encyclopedic knowledge of the Three Stooges.
It's three
this
eyes.
Is the
three
this
white
is
guys.
The, well, yeah. Are you? I think people might know the.
Not everybody knows.
No, I think Larry was. I think Larry was Asian, wasn't he?
Curly. No, it was Larry Fine.
Right.
And he was Jewish. So let me just, and so was Mo, and so was Curly.
Right.
So this is the episode where they're three painters, and they're in a room, and a guy comes in and tells them that they can get an insurance policy if they can prove that one of them is crazy. So they get the policy, and the way they're going to prove, they're going to go down to the doctor's office and get tested to prove that they can get an insurance payout because Curly is insane and he thinks he's a dog.
Ah, okay.
I remember the episode, and I know the
era.
Pretty
obscure. I hadn't seen it.
It's like probably like 1942.
I don't know what year it is, but it's Curly
is
acting,
still,
barking like
he's
a dog.
Still, and Curly's in his prime. He's not stroke Curly.
Curly is totally in his prime. In fact, at one point during the examination, before he hits the doctor with his stethoscope, Curly jumps up on the examination table in such an acrobatic way that, yes, he is most definitely in his prime, and they're running around, and then they get chased by the cops, and they jump into the dog catcher's truck, and then the dogs attack him. And it's just hilarity ensues, all right?
How did he like it?
He loved it, and then we read the I Have a Dream book, and then I played him the I Have a Dream speech, and it was just a weird morning of
this is all before school.
This is all before probably 6:45 in the morning.
Oh my God!
And I don't have any audio of Curly as a dog, but I do have this for you,
ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to test your mental coordination.
This is swinging the alphabet.
Yes.
With a little, sit down.
And I do know this is 1938, and the short is called Violent is the Word for Curly.
Right. I'll give you the correct demonstration.
Yes.
B-A-B-E-B-B-I-Bicky-Bi-B-O-Bo-Bicky-Bi-Bo-Bo-Bicky-Bi-Bo-Bo.
Larry has the worst voice.
I love this thing.
I bet Curly was banging all those girls.
All right, you get it. That's the thing.
Was he able to sing along to the swinging the alphabet? Was he into the musical aspect of it?
Did he try to poke your eyes out?
Hold on.
Did he put your head in a buzzsaw?
Are you in here?
Who's you?
Who's back? Carl, is that you?
The call is coming from inside the house.
What are you looking for in the filing cabinet?
Oh, files?
Nail files.
The address?
Ah.
Like the one that, I don't know. Shore Road.
Hey, we're doing a show
Yeah, we're doing a show. Sorry, but I just saw fingers like going through files.
Did you think it was the guy with it? Well, you know, the hedge trimming stopped, and all of a sudden someone's behind you.
Hey, it's been a very distracting morning in the studio here.
Senor Mike.
Yes, yeah, that's wonderful. Hey, so we
do you have an extension cord?
Yes, my outlet broke outside.
I never got to this all week, and I've been trying to get to it on the show. We're on the school tour junket right now. Where here's how it works in West South Florida. You get on you put a list out. Is it 10 or 11 or 12 or 13?
10 parakeets.
17. What? 17 school parakeets. Choices?
Yeah. You have to put 17 schools in order of first choice to last choice, because it's a lottery system, the way your kids go to school. I don't know. I'm sure this is done in other states.
They have it in D.C. If you want to choose one of the charter schools in D.C., you have to put your best, like, top 10 list.
And you have about a 1 in 30 chance of getting your top school and a 1 in 2 million chance of winning $350 million.
Mm. Well, here's the thing. We've toured a charter school, and we have last night we toured a public school. Let me tell you about the charter school that we toured. And I don't know a lot about the charter school system, although I have heard that they're kind of like, you know, if Johnny Rich Guy
yeah.
has a few mil lying around, he can buy a bowling alley or he can buy a school. I am not exaggerating. Okay.
Wow,
I
mean, really? That's
a, right. It's for profit. It's a profit making thing. And they don't have to adhere to all of the rules that right. the public school system is. However, they are accredited and they are tested and they are held accountable by the Education Association. That's the way I understand
Mike, as a Florida resident for many years now, at your estimate, is the state more concerned about regulations for schools or bowling alleys?
Bowling alley.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in Cape Coral. That's a local Southwest Florida joke. Thank you. I don't know how many there are. But let me get back to what...
Yes.
So we're touring and... the first tour that we got. Do you want the good tour or the bad tour?
Start good
because they were both good tours.
All right.
There was a bad element of one tour. So I'll give you whichever you want.
Start good. Start good.
I'll start good because that's good. That's a good order. So last night we have the good tour of the one that is our first choice public school wise.
Huh?
And public school wise. Can you tell that I have an American university education? Public school-wise, education-wise.
school-wise. Oh, yeah.
So we get, this is the one that's closest to our house, and it's also extremely well-rated.
Uh-huh.
And
is it a
one,
blue ribbon?
It's an A+.
Mm. What is that, on Yelp?
I don't know. Stop it. So I'm sitting there, and we go to the school, and I'm very excited. You know, and I've overcome the insecurities that I have where I arrive and all the fathers are 11.
Yes, of course.
And I'm 103.
You have to guess whether or not they're students or fathers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I remember being their age.
Yeah.
When going to something like that was worse than it is for me now. Does that make sense to you?
Does it gets better?
Well, I mean, I'm engaged in it. It's my second try. It's my second.
The first
this is
time
my
you're
second
so busy,
chance.
You don't even have the time to even think of being there.
Yeah, first time I wasn't there.
Oh.
Right.
Know? I was in New York.
Yeah.
You know,
slaying
dragon. Really, I mean, yeah, I was slaying the dragon.
Yep.
Right.
I was trying. But here it is. Oh, and by the way, speaking of slaying, still have a great relationship with my daughters. Got one of them coming home Tuesday.
Woo! Fantastic.
Really excited about that. Getting back to it. So we get there, and it's just competent. You know what I mean? It's just a well-oiled machine. They have their act together.
You can sense it in a school.
The tour is given to us by a school counselor, and she's just exuding total competence.
Sure.
She's done this a while. She knows what she's doing, and it's just impressive to me. And then at one point, this is a massive elementary school. This is a student body of over 900 kids.
In an elementary school?
From kindergarten. They got 7 kindergarten classes. This is a big school, but it's a very well-regarded school. And at one point during this tour.
We understand it's large, Arthur.
this is a giant place. Understand it could have its own airport. This is a big school.
That's hilarious.
When all the students are in the classrooms, it actually weights down the county. This is a large place.
I'm talking large.
I'm talking big. At one point, they're having their PE class was doing a Taekwondo segment, and they were having their big culmination of that activity in a little pavilion they had on campus.
Okay.
And
were they showing off? This wasn't just happenstance.
No, they're just walking by us as we're having the tour.
Oh, okay.
And the school counselor who was giving the tour, and this is my wife's second tour, so she's done it twice with my wife on the tour. The school counselor is going, "Hi, Jake. Hi, Sam. How you doing, Vicky? Nice to see you." And she's going, and she turns back to us and she said, "Sorry about that. I've really, my goal this year has been to memorize every name of every student." With a student body of over 900. And I was to say, hold on just a second. Let's do this. I'm just getting it done there. Hi.
Mike has memorized every name of every gardener in his neighborhood.
Yes. So thank you. Thank you very much. Busy day
Petro?
Here. So I was so unbelievably moved and just impressed by that someone who does that every day has the level of engagement.
It's their job.
With their job. Oh, shut up, you. You know, you don't have children yet, so shut up.
No.
I'm telling you, this was impressive to
Oscar,
me.
No, Oscar, this is impressive. At the kids' middle school, the principal had the same thing, and he was really good at it. And by the end of the year,
so you had another teacher that did it?
Yeah, well, no, but I mean, I've only run into it twice. And I mean,
how many kids in the school?
It was middle school. I think it was like, 500. I mean, it wasn't anywhere near as impressive.
But it was just,
it's an impressive thing. It's very
cool. It's impressive to me. And it's not impressive to you, is it, Oscar? It's not impressive to you.
Well, Mike, I went to public and private school.
I went to public and private school.
And I felt like
I got kicked out of public school.
No, I got kicked out of private school.
That's right.
I don't think you can get kicked out of public school.
You went to private and then you went to public?
No, I went to public and then to private.
Oh, okay. Military academy?
No. That's where my dad wanted to send me. Didn't work out.
It was more of a corrective place, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. It was a Catholic. Yeah. It was a Catholic school.
Starts with the shoes.
Yes. So, I remember going to the place where they were going to spend a good amount of money. And they're like, come on in. And then you'd go to the high school, the public high school, because we were choosing if I was going to go to the public high school or the private high school. This is my parents and I.
Right.
And then they're like, come on in. And the one thing.
Based on the fact he said my parents and I, obviously he went with the public school.
The one thing that the public school had on the private school was they have, because they are it's federally funded and state funded. They have all these computers. They have everything. They have everything that you would need, like a whiteboard, like everything. The private school did not have enough of the accoutrement for my mother, but my dad said you need private school, and I ended up going to the private school.
Where did Jose go? Did Jose go to public or private?
They all went to public. I was the only private guy.
Okay. All right. So yeah. You were the only private.
And a lot of money to get to where I am right now, Mike. Yeah. A lot of money.
Hey. You got an MBA.
It worked out.
Oh, we do have to break.
We should.
When we come back, I will tell you the good, the bad, and the disinterested. There's mostly good, but then at the very end of one of the tours was the teacher.
Oh dear.
No.
Yeah. You really want to impress parents when you have a tour coming in through or not. Anyway, we will take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, this is Golden Globe winning actor Jeff Bridges coming to you from deep beneath the sea. And when I need anything, I always use the TMOS Shopping Center. It's the best, man. Super far out. Whether it's Target, Macy's, or Walmart, I get everything I need just by clicking the banner at MichaelMaraShow.com. So whether it's krill or blowhole grease or eyebrow scissors for my brother Bo, I always get a whale of a deal. Plus, I love supporting the dudes at TMOS. It's groovy, man. So hit the TMOS website and spend some dough, or I might swallow you whole. Yeah, man.
Thank you, Jeff. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Krill.
We don't all have the same hair, so why use all the same hair products? Function of Beauty brings you shampoos and conditioners that are customized and individually formulated just for you. You select your color and fragrance, and you even get to name your formula. The products are so personalized, your name is even printed on the bottle. Even better, Function of Beauty is 100% vegan and cruelty-free and costs 40% less per ounce than leading salon brands. Function of Beauty is the internet's top-rated customized shampoo. Not customer shampoo.
Well, the customers love it, though.
Hold on. Let me just rewind. Function of Beauty is the internet's top-rated customized shampoo. With over 8,000 five-star customer reviews and counting, Mrs. O'Mara has her Function of Beauty shampoo and conditioner in our shower as we speak. And I know it's hers because it's got her name on it, but, well, maybe the next time I tell you about it, I might sneak some. Just to see how hers works for my hair.
I bet we're going to see you walk in the studio and are going to say, your hair has such volume.
I know the scent. I know the scent because she checked it out. Pineapple. She's got a lovely pineapple.
Pina coladas. Yeah.
Mm. It's absolutely wonderful. It's like, come here, my little cocktail. We love the process to design their custom blend. Their hair, my wife's hair, looks and smells amazing. I mentioned pineapple. A thing of beauty is a joy forever. Our listeners will receive 20% off their first custom formula. Just go to functionofbeauty.com and take the quick 2-minute hair profile quiz to design your 100% unique shampoo and conditioner formulas. Use code TMOS at checkout for 20% off your first order at functionofbeauty.com. It's another example of a company that offers a better product for a better price point.
Yes, exactly.
That's TMOS and functionofbeauty.com, and we thank you. Okay, so getting back to the first tour that we take, it's what's called an open-air campus. You've seen those in warmer climates.
Oh, I love those. Fast Times at Ridgemont High, open-air.
Open-air California, Florida, that type of thing. Very cool, kind of old school, been around for 30 years. You know,
so what is meant by open-air campus?
Open-air means your campus, you go from classroom to classroom by walking outside. You're not walking
okay.
inside.
I'm with you. All right.
The classrooms, you access the classrooms. Like an atrium, and they're meant plenty of
they're
courtyards.
They're not like Quonset huts. They're actual buildings.
No, there are buildings.
Okay, good.
Think of Wheaton.
I have to remember sometime you've never left Virginia, so you,
well,
you
no,
have
you
to,
said you know there
things.
Was
an open air is an open air campus.
We had a student boom when I was at James Madison High School in the late 80s, and we had several classes in trailers. And
well, so, these do too. These okay. do because the sheer volume. I believe some of the third, fourth graders have the trailers with the air conditioners and that.
Sure, sure. Yeah.
That when you look at that, you kind of go like that. But it gets it done, and it's fine.
It's a reality.
They're not going to build buildings until they have to.
Yeah, and the engagement level. We finally get to the classroom, and we have a full half hour with a kindergarten teacher. And the cool thing was, when I see the kindergarten teacher, I said, "Oh my God, he's an old guy like me." A guy
nice.
And an old guy. And
that's
he's taught
great.
High school, elementary school. And he said, "In my last stop on the rodeo here is I'm doing the last 10 years of my career in kindergarten." And it was just so comprehensive.
So you got a half hour
so
with Mr.
detailed.
Potter?
It was wheel me up. Yeah. Why, children? They'll run you out of town on a rail. No, it was very cool and very comprehensive.
That's
and
great.
Carlin had a tour there before that apparently was during the school day, and it wasn't as detailed. I walked out kind of on a little cloud, and now it's just a question of hoping that through the lottery, because we are in closer proximity, we are up on the
also,
list a little bit more. We'll
dollars,
see what happens with that.
Right.
Well, yeah, I'm
no
not
private school
but
dollars.
I've investigated private, and it doesn't, you know, it's not like any of them down here are really, you know, going to blow me away. That with proximity and with keeping him closer to home, I'm
the biggest
I'm all
bargain
about.
Is it's actually a combination elementary middle school, and it's called Gator World Education, and it's they don't charge a lot, but they teach bravery.
Are you saying
and competence.
They teach how to wrestle alligators?
I'm saying that's an elective.
See, Rob thinks that we're all hunyaks down
no,
here.
No, I don't.
He thinks
I'm
that.
Not.
Yes, you do. That's your little gator thing that only people that are smart live in Northern Virginia.
No.
That's a slam.
Mike,
I understand.
I do believe a lot of the smart people got out of Northern Virginia.
Thank you. Well, down here, this teacher blew me out. I walked out. I was in an amazing mood last
that's
night.
Great.
Because I said, this was just so good. I felt this, but one of the kids on the tour immediately bonded with my kid, and they were having a blast together, and this kid came over and gave him a hug at the end. It was just a very nice experience.
That's cool.
And we don't
I like
know.
That.
We don't know what's going to happen. Now, the charter school we had toured earlier, and I had put it on my my show prep for about a week because it was another beautiful campus. Very different in many different ways, not the outdoor space, but just an immaculate school, just a very, on the surface,
clean.
A very nice shiny penny. And here's the other great thing.
Shiny penny.
We were given the tour by two of the school's ambassadors. I think they were a third and maybe a fifth grader that gave us the tour, and they were adorable.
So that'd be like 8 and 10 years old. What a great
and this
age for
one
that.
Girl, this one girl is using the gestures with her hands, and it was hysterical because she was just so into doing what she was doing, and that impressed me And the only thing that happened is the lady that was with us on the tour, I thought was the principal, and then I didn't find out until the end. She was director of like First Impressions or something. I don't know what the hell it was.
Oh.
But we're giving the tour, and we're going through all the different rooms, and you see the kids, and they've got uniforms, so it's got that kind of private feel to it, and it's nice. And they're talking about the curriculum, and they're talking about the respect, and a lot of these school zones, as you know now, with the bullying.
No
and
bullying
the,
zone.
The, and
That's
it's,
right,
it's really,
Pony.
It's an important thing.
Yeah, yes. You settle
no
down.
Bullying.
Shut up,
leave,
Maddie.
Leave Maddie alone.
Right.
Hey,
and by the way,
Nelly.
for all the listeners who have left this week based on their theory of me bullying, please come back.
This is inclusive.
Anyway,
we have respect. Yes.
The number suggests otherwise, Mike. We should fight
every
week.
Thank you very
week.
Much. I know.
Once a week.
And we should wear uniforms.
You know what was exciting to me, though? I have to say that, you know, we had a bit of a controversy on the show earlier in the week. And then, you know, people were just talking and slamming me and jumping on and yelling and yelling. And then we had a wonderful opening to the show where I was able to talk about resolution and conflict resolution. And then last night I took a look at the fan page to see, you know, how people would respond to that. And it was really nice.
Nobody wants to say anything nice.
The haters are... The haters completely and totally now dominate that fan page, which means I'm going to spend less time on that fan because it's just so
hate-laden.
Yeah. It's probably, it really
also,
is for the best.
Also, great time to, and I haven't watched it yet, and I won't, but great time for Marcus Serta to take a moment and say, What about me?
Yeah,
me?
Yeah, well, because he wanted a piece of it.
Me?
Yeah, he wanted a piece of it,
yeah.
I think. I don't know. That's my own paranoia with that. He said some nice things. He said he'll still listen to TMOS, but yeah, the timing could not have been. Yeah, the timing.
Well, he's always.
You can call him Oscar, and maybe
I don't need to.
He's always Mike. His entire history has just been a linkage of great choices.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's no.
The timing.
Yeah.
But it was frustrating to say. Oh, good timing on that. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. But anyway, getting back to it. So we're going through the hallways at this school.
The hallowed hallways.
And it was nice. I didn't like the outdoor space. Limited, you know, kind of not what I. But I liked what they their theories about education, and I loved that the kids were giving the tour. That to me was it. And then at the very end of the tour, we get to the actual kindergarten class, which was in session. This tour was at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay.
And
is it all day kindergarten or morning and afternoon kindergarten?
It's I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what the deal. I didn't get into that minutia. But we walk in and their kids are literally sprinting from one end of the room to the other. I mean, they are everywhere. This is like if you saw these children in a Walmart, you would probably say, "Call the manager." I mean, it was.
Was it activity time?
I don't know what time it was.
It was the activity called Bedlam. That's what it was. It's Bedlam.
In the corner was the young lady who was the teacher. I would assume she was the only adult in the room. And her back was to the students. Her back was to us on our little tour. And then she goes to one corner. This is while... I will say this. We were in there probably a total of 5 to 6 minutes. During that 5 to 6 minutes, I did not see interaction with a student. There was certainly no interaction with us. What there was tremendous interaction with a beverage vessel that appeared to be the size of a small bucket. There was a drink that she was making love to, that I don't know what was in it. I'm going to assume some sort of caffeine. What?
The tour came in and she didn't greet you?
The tour was us and a counselor and two children that were ambassadors.
But she didn't engage with that?
I think we did get a greeting, and let me tell you what the greeting was.
All right.
I can't do it verbally. I have to show you what the greeting was.
All right.
Okay? Said, welcome to the school. This is our kindergarten class, and I'll be in the back.
Okay, right. This is our kindergarten class. Welcome to the school. This will give you an idea of what goes on in our kindergarten classes. Oh, she raised the glass to you.
She raised the glass and kind of smiled and then turned away. And the children were, and I went, oh, my God. I mean, you want to talk about, remember when I talked about that other teacher or counselor who was talking about memorizing the names of all the students?
Yes, of course.
This was not a principal, by the way. This was a counselor at the school.
Right.
This person was, I looked at a person who appeared to be extremely fatigued.
Yeah.
And then she takes the giant beverage.
Yes, bucket.
And she moves at a pace that I can best describe as glacial. And she makes her way over to a computer, hits a button, and a video comes on screen. And we are standing here while this is going. Meanwhile, the kids are going.
The gremlins.
So is it like a big white screen in the front of the classroom?
It's a big white screen in the middle of the classroom.
Yeah, of course.
She saunters back over, sits on a chair, and starts looking out the window. There's not even any direction of like.
Oh,
and,
no.
And I said, and I meanwhile, I'm not looking at the counselor. I'm looking at Carl. I'm going, what the F? You know, this is the tour. You could at least fake it for her. She doesn't care. She does not care. Mm. All right. And that was, oh my God, I've run out of time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was so enamored.
Would you have rather walked into like a Billy Madison situation where Mrs. Libby's eating paste?
Perhaps. It might have been more entertaining. But anyway.
But they love those Promethean boards, boy. Put a video up there and it's an hour off. Hey, look, grass is growing.
I couldn't resist, and I leaned in, and I went, have a nice day, and made my way out of there, and that's it. Oh, my God, are we this behind?
Yeah, we got a quick break coming up.
All right, we'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we got a quickie coming back. We'll be right back.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about the Cohen hearing and find some hope in the hearing room and a message Americans are hungry for. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Zappos. We are thrilled to remind you that our partnership with Zappos continues. Zappos, Zappos, Zappos. They offer all of the latest and greatest footwear, apparel, handbags, accessories. Our partnership is built on listener support. So when you need footwear, apparel, basically if you wear it, get it at Zappos, the best customer service. And for a limited time, Zappos.com offering all of their TMOS friends 15% off their purchase by using the code TMOS at checkout. You shop, you save, you support. As always, Zappos.com provides fast, free shipping, free and easy returns, 24/7 friendly customer service, and a 365-day return policy. Remember, Zappos.com and the TMOS code for 15% off. This is a limited time offer, so act now. There's never been a better time to look and your best. Thanks to Zappos.com. Thank you very much. We appreciate
love them.
Quick break right here. We were very happy, as I said, with the other tour that we went on. Who knows if we're going to get into that school. But if we do, I'll be very thrilled.
Do you have more tours planned?
No. I'm toured out. I don't need that again. I really don't. I'm just going to keep my
fingers
crossed.
He's not taking the band on tour anymore.
No. If he doesn't get accepted, this one goes to another, we'll take another tour to see that school just to make sure what's going on. And we have the option of the good school, the nice charter school that just happened to have a teacher having a bad day. We have that in the back pocket,
and you also
too.
Have plan C, Mike.
Yeah.
Which is homeschooling.
Homeschooling. Yeah, exactly. And that's when we will move to an Everglades cabin. And he will learn to fish for, tilapia and hunt the elusive Burmese python.
Yes, he uses every part of the python.
It should be, they're delicious. They're fried. And then, so it was off to the sushi restaurant to celebrate because I was very happy. And Mrs. O'Mara insisted on driving home. And on the way home, this is relatively early. I think it's probably 8 o'clock at night. We're driving home. And there's a person, when I was a club DJ back in the day, I drove home almost every weekend for a while at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning after my shift was over at the nightclub. And I became quite the student of the drunk driver. And just for those of you that are ever out there and want to keep yourself safe, you might want to avoid the people that have their headlights off in the dark. That's usually one of the great tells of all time. And last
when
night,
you're running down your checklist before you leave the tavern, make sure your headlights are on.
Well, and it's early. And, you know, down here, the blue light special, the early birds, a couple of whiskeys, mom and pa senior might do. So Carla gets him back of this bird and says to me, that guy's headlights are off. I said, yeah, well, he's drunk. She said, no. I said, Carla, I'm watching him play fast and loose with the lanes on the highway. He's going back, forth. She said, really? And then Carla, for some reason, I guess wanting to contradict me, decides that she's just going to stay within this guy's circle for the next 20 minutes. I mean,
you gotta get away.
can you back off or get around? Yes. Or be, and then meanwhile, this guy's
detour,
going,
yeah.
You know, this guy, you know, I swear to God, this guy, no headlights on, driving down the middle of the highway going, the itsy bitsy spider.
Oh, no.
Came up the, I mean, we finally get around this person, and she's not going fast. And I said, please, just hustle a little bit. Just get around her. I get a chance to look over, and this person is behind the wheel driving like this. Lights off, chin to the chest, just going, I don't know what I'm doing. Now, I don't know. People
large
say,
American
Mike, call
car?
911.
Was it a large
was
American
a
car?
Honda, it was a Honda SUV.
Oh, that's a good drinking car.
Yeah, it was the Honda breathalyzer.
That's a good car.
A really, really nice car. All right, we have to take a break.
Older gentleman.
Sorry. What?
Older gentleman.
How could it be anything else?
I don't know. Massive.
If they were under 65, I sure didn't see it.
Okay.
You know? And if they were under 45, they need medical attention.
That's right.
That's the best way I can.
But at least he got a good deal on those whiskey sours.
Right. Exactly. We'll take a break, come back with news. No, it's Oscar's take.
Oscar's
right
take.
Here.
Oscar's take.
I have it this week on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back. Someone who
loves you. Hey, Oscar, are you ready to go to CrossFit with me?
I will be in a sec, but right now I'm updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
You bet.
Is it an Android or iOS?
I don't know.
Well, it's easy. Is it an Apple logo or a little green robot?
I always thought it was an orange, but I guess it's an Apple.
Okay, so you have iOS.
Okay.
All you have to do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it really worth my time?
Absolutely. It's the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on your phone.
Oh, that Mike O'Mara Show app. It's new and everyone's talking about it.
I updated yesterday, and I love it.
I have an Android. Will it work for me?
Absolutely. Both platforms.
The new Mike O'Mara Show app. Download it and improve your life today.
We love it. Yay!
And the actor award goes to... Rob Ford.
Thank you, Rob. It's wonderful stuff. The password is sincerity. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS bonus packages. Today, we talk porcupines. The porcupine is a rodent with a coat of sharp quills that protect against predators. Amazingly, they are made out of neither pork nor pine, but they are delicious. Tasty, satisfying, yes, 4 out of 5 hungry dentists agree, a porcupine is a tangy delight. Nearly as delightful as the TMOS bonus show. Choose delight. Choose the bonus show.
That's right.
You'll have more TMOS because more means more. Choose more, bitches.
That's right.
Remember, the future of our show depends on it, so please buy our thing. Just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. So please remember, buy the bonus show, the show that has more pricks than an Erizathon dorsatum.
That's the Latin name for porcupine, Mike.
Thank you very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, it's time for Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
A review and comment on the news that only our Bolivian bloviator can do. The views expressed by Oscar Santana do not in any way represent the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking people of the United States. And now, without further ado, for you, for your entertainment, Oscar's take.
Oscar's take.
Oscar.
Yes?
Lay's just announced they're releasing 3 new potato chip flavors that they say are inspired by types of music. The flavors are wavy electric lime and sea salt chips inspired by pop music. Number 2 is flamin' hot dill pickle remix inspired by hip hop. And 3 is kettle cooked classic beer cheese inspired by classic rock.
What kind of cheese?
Beer cheese.
Boy, that's good beer cheese.
Man, the cheese that screams Chuck Moody. but anyway, so Oscar, what's your take on this?
Lay's has jumped the shark. And the first few years they did this, it was novel. It was interesting. You're like, oh, new flavors, and if you vote on them, one may stay, may not stay. No, this is an easy way to take your money, people. And by the way, I also want to loop in Big Beer. Big Beer right now is losing market share, and I'm talking about your Anheuser-Busch, your Miller Lite, Coors.
Taking them on, is that what it
no,
is?
No, people are going to spirits and wines.
Yeah, but you need beer to make beer cheese.
What I'm saying is this, is that Somebody at Big Beer said, let's make one of these fun lay social media, marketing campaigns and bring in beer somehow.
Right.
They're trying to get beer into everything, Mike, because beer is losing. So
is beer the new bacon?
Beer? No, I'll give you a little more context. Right now, Anheuser-Busch and the Miller Coors Company are fighting because they're battling each other about corn syrup, if they're actually using high fruit.
Oh, yeah. I remember that with the commercial of the Super Bowl.
So the Super Bowl commercial, they've been for years planning, for the last 3 years, planning a big Got Milk or Got Beer campaign to change the trend in sales. But now the infighting has stopped that entire marketing campaign because of the alleged high fructose corn syrup.
Will they destroy themselves from within?
They may.
What?
Is a big question. And Mike, if I told you 5 years ago that the beer companies would be losing market share and fighting their way to get into chips, would you have believed me?
No, I'm stunned, and that's why I like Oscar's take.
I do Oscar's take. Oscar's take. That's it.
Just try to focus on the show.
I hit one wrong button.
I know it's been a long week.
One wrong button.
We said beer cheese. Beer cheese. I completely threw him.
You hit the wrong button because you went almost into a cot-like reclining position. But anyway, you're listening to Oscar's Take.
A recent
survey. There, got it now. A recent survey asked 2,000 people what the best and worst birthdays are. And if you were born in mid-June, you've got nothing to complain about. June 15th is the best birthday.
That's very close to a birthday of a gentleman I know.
There you go. According to the poll. The worst birthday you can have is, Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, except for one guy.
Who?
Jesus Christ.
Thank you very much. According to the poll, the second worst birthday is February 29th, which comes once every 4 years on leap years. Next year a leap year? Might be. I'm not
sure. Coming up. 20, yeah.
Next February is leap year. Meaning people would rather have a birthday once every 4 years than share their day with everyone else. So the leap year birthday is actually better than the Christmas birthday. 48% people said the worst part being born on February 29th would be not knowing which day to celebrate on. 32% said dealing with all the jokes, and 11% said missing out on cake.
I sure do love cake. Beer
the
cake.
The poll also found just over half of us want or expect cake on their birthday. 84% of us like to add candles, and 75% like to make a wish when blowing them out. That's birthday.
So some context here. One, I feel like this birthday research didn't take into account what kids have to go through, probably up to like they're 16 or 17 for birthday parties. If you want to have a birthday party and you have a summer birthday, wrangling all these kids from school, not going to happen. It's a lonely birthday. You really spend it with friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, they're your parents' friends and their family.
Right.
And if you're a kid and you have a summer birthday, it sucks. If you're an adult and can go out and party and you have a summer birthday, it is the absolute best. My friends had summer birthdays, we were doing things we could never do during the school year, or we could never do while we were in college because we didn't have time or the money.
Right.
But then you could plan out a fantastic summer birthday if you had the time. So summer birthdays is an adult rule. As a kid, do not.
That's why it's called birthday season.
Birthday season.
Birthday season.
That's what I coined years ago. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, after a long, drawn-out offseason, baseball superstar Bryce Harper has agreed to a massive new deal with the Philadelphia Phillies. It is worth $330 million over 13 seasons. It breaks down like this. There's a $20 million signing bonus, a $10 million salary this year, $26 million in each of the following 9 seasons, and $22 million in each of the last 3. That is the richest contract in the history of American sports, but not by much. Giancarlo Stanton got a 13-year, $325 million contract 5 years ago from the Miami Marlins, but last year he was traded to the New York Yankees, who are paying that contract. Congratulations to Bryce Harper, formerly of your Washington Nationals.
No trade and no opt-out clause. He will end his career as a Philadelphia Philly. I will say that if you're going to match up contracts, Bryce is actually the biggest loser. Because if you're looking about Machado going to the Padres and what was that, $300 million, he had better offers for shorter contracts, larger sums of money per year. But if you're looking at a 13-year contract, it's unheard of. Let me add this. What people aren't highlighting is you're in effing Philadelphia, the worst city in America.
Oh, my God. That's Oscar. Send the letters to him.
I saw written on Facebook yesterday, do you realize people that will eventually throw batteries at Harper haven't even been born yet?
You're listening to Oscar's Day. Thank you very much. Oscar, Martha Stewart has consistently denied she ever got high with Snoop Dogg, but now she wants to get your dog high. Martha is now an advisor for a Canadian weed company called Canopy Growth, and they are teaming up to make products for pets. She'll do more, but she's starting off with animal products. She says, quote, I am delighted to establish this partnership with Canopy Growth and share with them the knowledge I have gained after years of experience in the subject of living. I'm especially looking forward to our first collaboration together, which will offer sensible products for people's beloved pets. I guess it's weed for pets, Oscar. Wow. I don't know. Mike,
you cannot go wrong here, and Canopy Growth is one of those companies that, and I'll be, look, I'm no trader. I ask for advice. Do not follow this lead. But I'll say this, that I was at Todd Moore's house this past summer, and I remember one of his his friends. He runs in certain circles. He's a big broker. And I said, hey, man, all these years we've known each other, you've never given me like a hot tip, you know, because everybody wants a hot stock tip.
And a lot of people want hot weed stock,
too. Yeah. But I'm hammered. So I have the cojones to ask him, just because I've known him long enough, and I always do this to him. I'm like, just
Oscar,
come on.
Oscar, out of his shell.
Give me something. Give me something. I need to remodel my house. Give me something. Right? Mm-hmm. So then he's like laughing. He's laughing because I'm giving the full court press, and his wife's laughing. He's like, all right, fine, man. Here you go. He's like, take this down. I take it down my phone, and I look at it, and I'm like, this is really risky. I'd rather just, bet on myself than bet on the market.
Right?
That stock is up 400%. 400%.
Is it a weed stock?
It's a weed stock.
Oh, yes. We gave you a good weed stock. But it's going to be short lived. You got to know when to jump out of those because everybody's doing
it. Who knows? But it's this company, the company you just talked about.
You know Canopy Growth?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You know what dog is going to love this? Is the Elston Retriever.
You are listening to Oscar's Take. And finally, Oscar, Tinder, the dating app company, which as of late has been more fully embracing its status as the preferred hookup app of choice for the younger generation, is today launching a new feature designed for its college-age Tinder users, Spring Break Mode.
Oh, no.
The feature will allow students to swipe through potential matches before heading out to their spring break destination. You want to know how it works?
Yeah,
please.
Here we go. From March 4th through March 31st, just around the corner, Spring Break Mode will go live in Tinder, offering 20 popular destinations. They include Cabo, Lake Havasu, Las Vegas, Miami, New Orleans, Puerto Rico, Puerto Vallarta, San Diego, and others. To opt in, Tinder users will need to look for the Spring Break card while swiping. When they see it, they can select their Spring Break destination to see who's going. This destination will then be shown to potential matches through a badge on their profile. There we go. Mike, what do you say?
It's like you wrote Oscar's Take for me. Because when...
Which he does, by definition.
When Match.com went public, and this was 3 years ago now, I remember reading an article that said that the reason why Match.com, who owns, by the way, Tinder, and a suite of 27 other dating sites, they are the monopoly of dating sites. There's a dopamine rush that comes with a match. So they figured out that it's almost like a drug that you get addicted to. We're matching. You might never act on it, but you're matching. The idea that they're taking this to a hyper level of dating, which is micro spring break. Let's see how many STDs and Plan B purchases need to be had after the fact. Like, this is almost irresponsible from a morality standpoint. But from a stock standpoint, it's a big win. If you're into it, get in now, because you best believe that they're going to have a surge in pricing and premium subscriptions.
And happy VD, everybody.
Yeah, because everybody wants to get involved.
That's right. Boy,
I thought it was cool going to Senora Frogs and finding a girl with a big yard in her hand. Now I just got to find her on my phone before
big
I leave.
Yard. That's Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
It's unfair. I was born too late.
Oh, and you think you were. My God. Jeez. Just swipe. Can you believe that? Right.
I'm so old now, of course, I need assistance in swiping.
Yeah. By the way, No, I'm not going to say it's too gross. Okay. Now it's just wipe. It used to be just wipe.
Ah, yeah. Gross.
I don't know why that's gross. And I don't even know what it meant. We're taking a break. We'll come back with the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, hi, Name Barry. Okay,
this
you're retired. I'm sorry.
The same new promos.
Later, Name Barry.
He's a sweet
we
guy.
Need new promos. Jim Amato, Paulie Christine, new promos. I'll ask you for them. We need them.
Paul
Welcome
Christine.
Back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's face it. Sometimes you just need to buy some stuff. For example, let's say the continental breakfast at your hotel is trash. The big show is in 4 hours, and you are powerful peckish. You should have brought a waffle maker with you. Or an egg poacher, or a frying pan and a hot plate. Then you'd be in Fat City. And all these things are available at the TMOS Shopping Center. Anything you want. The sky's the limit, thanks to Macy's.com, Target.com, and Walmart.com. A virtual trip to the TMOS Shopping Center gives you access to everything, even eyebrow darkening accessories. Just make sure you access Macy's. Was that a dig at Ethan? Was
Ethan
that
had a dig his eyebrows Ethan? Darkened for the Oscars, yeah.
Just make sure you access.
I think he got him shaved.
No, he said darkened.
Darkened.
Yeah, he did.
All right. Just make sure you access Macy's, Target, and Walmart through their banners on our website. You can't miss them. Cost you nothing, means the world to us. Macy's, Target, and Walmart, and TMOS, the quintessential quartet of online quality. Buy yourself something nice. And the Oscar goes to... his tiny house in Georgetown right after he walks his dogs.
Should have bought that weed stock. Damn it.
That was an Oscar pun. Let's open up the Audio Vault for today. This is Friday, March 1st. The first day of March, everybody.
Jamie Kennedy, Mike. Jamie
2019.
Kennedy.
2019. Yes, Jamie Kennedy.
And we, I have a small pass.
Is that the JLH? That's the guy boyfriend
that we
interviewed?
We had in studio, and I wasn't allowed to meet Jennifer Love Hewitt because Beth Ann McBride is a bitch on wheels.
Now stop. Behave yourself. Come on now.
You can argue that point? Because she is a bitch on wheels.
I don't think she's a bitch on wheels.
I guarantee she is. Okay, a C-blocking bitch on wheels. Oh,
you didn't enjoy her.
No.
You didn't like
well,
her.
I didn't enjoy that aspect of her. That was a nasty power play.
I had to force myself to walk down the hallway and pretend I bumped into Jennifer Love Hewitt.
You do what you want.
Well, then we were walking down, and there, you know, Beth Ann is like doing her level best to just escort him out of the building as fast as possible with her, and she was with him on the radio tour. And, of course, you know, I said, all right, enough of this. And I went, Jamie, thanks again for coming. Oh, hello. It was so transparent.
Oh.
Because I walked out.
Hello.
I walked out like to say, Jamie, really, what a great segment. Really good. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Hello.
I'm Mike. How are you?
I want to know what you guys feel about this because I'm conflicted. Jamie Kennedy was at a club doing comedy in California, and he was having trouble with a table down front, and he walked off stage. And in some way...
God, there's a lot of that lately. There are a lot of asshats at comedy clubs lately, getting really old.
When I hear this, I kind of am on his side.
Can you stop talking for like 3 seconds? Is it possible? Is it possible for just 3 seconds? How do we do this? How do we do it? How do we... No, look. Just look at me. Deal with me. No, this whole table is annoying me. Oh, really? Is it oh? Or is it educational? Has this table been loud all night? Yeah. I know, but you're just too drunk. People don't know how to act anymore. Annoy me.
And then he leaves the stage.
Walks.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think you got to fight through that.
Well, I do when there's a heckler. But if somebody's down there in front and you're up there,
but the fact that the entire crowd said, yeah, they've been loud all night, that seems to me
that
that's almost
job is to be on stage. He should be able to handle that.
Context.
Me neither.
I don't know
neither.
What the full context. I know that the greatest moments, some of the greatest moments in comedy have been, you know, Sam Kinison shouting down a heckler.
Yes.
And usually if you shout down a heckler, you're going to get the support of the crowd.
You're going to win the crowd,
But
Bob
I also
and Joe
can understand,
do a great job of this.
I've also been on the side of it. I've done it. I've dealt with it. I don't walk off stage. I don't let them win. So you're right to that from that standpoint. But it's also, you know, I agree with him at the outset. You know, just behave better.
Oh, please, agree. You know? I agree there. I've been to enough comic, I would say 4 or 5 this past year. And people get up. I can't, it's not the bonus show. I apologize. People get so effed up. They get so effed up that they don't realize what they're doing.
But I have, and I'm sorry, but I do. I have the Sam Kinison philosophy of dealing with hecklers. Absolute, utter, scorched earth.
Yes! Oh, yeah, yeah. You have to.
You know, but I'm also a believer that you have, that has a time frame. So you move on. And, you know, and sometimes people don't want to move on. So my feeling is, you know, it's up to the venue, too, to get that person the F out if they're disrupting, because it's not funny after about 20 minutes.
Yeah,
but you can
fair.
Do 20 minutes on one asshat, you know, and Sam's was the greatest one. You know, that's not my mom because she had my in her mouth.
That's right.
I love that. God, that was sweet.
And that Thank really you. Is sort of some guy pulls a knife on you, you drop a nuclear bomb. You don't you don't lose with that.
It's fun. And sometimes it's fun. And, you know, but I like to if somebody is really obnoxious, you know, I mean, I'm not a stand.
But he also sounded defeated.
Yeah, I'm not a stand up comedian, but I do love that aspect of being up on stage. I don't mind. I'm not inviting people to do it.
No way.
No, I'm really not. But, you know, I said. You know, it's ruined a few shows for us. Isn't that right, Jolene? No, I'm kidding. That you never did that. You never did that at all. No, you're a Hall of Famer. You're a wonderful.
You have to be sweet in life, Mike.
She
you
never
have to
heckled
be
us in our lives. Nobody heckles. No, it's great. I love what we do, and I love the interaction. And you're right. Probably he should have handled it a little bit. You don't know how long he was dealing with that. Just quitting, you know. And he lost JLH.
Yeah.
So, oh, I mean,
you know.
He's beat up.
But what you don't know, Mike, is that table that was heckling him was Beth Ann McBride. Sad, right? Why not be sweet like
That's
the lovely...
That's Rob Spiewak, one of the three principles.
You have to be
sweet. The three principles.
Like Carrie Underwood, who actually took the time to sing happy birthday to her son Isaiah, but do it on helium. Now, we've all talked with helium in our lungs, and it makes your voice funny. But what's great is to hear someone who's a really good singer sing really well... under the influence of helium.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Isaiah. Happy birthday to you.
I love that. I thought that's great.
Awesome.
So that's great music. And while we're on the subject of music, Jimmy Fallon and the band Weezer, please stop. Just stop. Weezer, you are now
playing toys again.
Yes, Weezer has now become a very effective wedding reception cover band. That's what they are. Weezer was something 10 years ago. They were a good band, but they got together with Jimmy Fallon and they got together with the Roots and they put on 80s clothes and they did this version of Take On Me on Classroom Instruments.
Oh no.
Thank you. Thank
I like
you.
That.
Weezer, yeah, a source of great music for many years, now is known for what? Covering the song Africa by Toto?
This is the first time we've talked about them in 10 years. I think they need to do something to get for us to talk about
them. Yeah, they're cover band. Stop it. Quit it. Yeah. I pulled
Hey, listen, I think it should be pointed out. Don't pick on them too much because they all have COPD.
That is hilarious.
Thank you. That's Weezer. Get it? I'm sorry. And by the way, if you're going to send me a letter, my dad died of that. So, okay, so F you.
He gets a pass.
All right, Mike, one quick one before we get out of here, and I'll do another one after this. Pulled this for you because I know you love this movie as I do. You know what happened in New Jersey yesterday?
What?
They caught four kids hacking into their high school computers and changing their grades.
Oh!
Dialing into the school's computer. They change the password every couple of weeks, but I know where they write it down.
Are those your grades?
Yep. I don't think that I deserved an F. Do you?
You can't do that.
Already done.
So yeah, they pulled a War Games, a movie that's 40 years old, and they went in and actually like, got caught. So there you go. It happened.
Oh, they got caught.
They did get caught. But they
I'm
did
sure
not
schools
prevent.
Have anti-hacking software too, right?
But Where they were unable to prevent global thermonuclear warfare.
Can we play a game?
And we close with the great, wonderful Patton Oswalt, who was on with Seth Meyers. And Patton just turned 50. I'm closing in on 50. I'm a couple of years out. And he brings up a very salient point. Let's close with Patton Oswalt today.
I
don't mind turning 50. What I mind is turning 50 in 2019.
Okay.
That stinks because, like, the time to turn 50 was in the 50s. Uh-huh. Because people were okay with you going, oh, you're 50. You've had a kid. Well, you just sit down and start to die. Just relax. Do a crossword puzzle, slowly become racist, and then die. And but in 2019, you turn 50, and people are like, you're 50, well, get on your mountain bike, you silver fox. Let's get going.
That's your magic audio ball. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Oh, yes, sir. And then some of us turn 60, and then you really do sit down and start to die. Another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Michael Mara Show. If you have a message you'd like to hear in our Tuesday mailbag, we got some changes next week regarding the mailbag and what day we're going to do things. And I listen to the audience, okay? Next week on the show, we're not going to do the mailbag on Tuesday.
Woo!
We're going to do the mailbag on Wednesday.
Woo!
And on Tuesday, we're going to start a new feature on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's going to be called Talk to You Tuesday.
Oh.
That's right. We are going back into our phones, and we'd like to talk to you. We still have that phone number?
Yes.
We'd like to talk to you. So be aware of that. Talk to You Tuesday coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's not wide open Wednesday. That's too close to Whip It Out Wednesday.
Right.
Which sounds like I stole something from Opie and Anthony. So it's going to be Talk to You Tuesday on the Mike O'Mara Show, where we will entertain your phone call.
Wait.
Tell the world. We'll do a promo for it. Talk to You Tuesday next week on the Mike O'Mara Show, followed by the mailbag on Wednesday. Why are you laughing?
I think between the mailbag on Wednesday and Talk to You Tuesday, there's going to be Fit City right in the middle.
Like Meltdown City? Fit City meaning I'm going to have a fit?
No. Just... You know how our listeners are, Mike. They don't love to listen.
Yes,
so if
I know.
Talk to You, and I'm begging our listeners, if Talk to You Tuesday does not work out, it's your fault.
That's right. It's on you.
If it doesn't work out, we'll stop doing it for a while, like we did Wide Open Wednesday.
Okay,
but
okay.
I will tell you, Talk to You Tuesday is just something, you know, I have gotten a sense from some people that they'd like to interact. And especially with all the goings on lately, you know, there seems to be a lack of, something that they want, and I'm going to give that to them. It's constant, ever
just give
forward.
It.
Just
organic.
Give it.
Organic.
Just give it.
Talk to You Tuesday.
Boy.
Where we take your phone calls. Do we have the number?
Yes. I don't
Here's
know what it
number.
Is. It's
888-920-6673.
Pony with the tip in.
Look at this
give it to you. Give it to us one more time, Pony.
That's 888-920-6673.
What does 6673 spell?
More.
That's right, bitches.
Very good. We'll see you Tuesday. And we'll see you Monday. Have a nice weekend. Don't forget our bonus show. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Goodbye, Judy.